Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is hit by the pitch. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Landis moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Romano settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Romano. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Romano and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held bunts towards the mound. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Freese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freese moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Freese moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freese tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Gary Bell. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Bobby Tiefenauer pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to third. Tiefenauer moves to second. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Tiefenauer scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis is walked intentionally. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Powers pinch hits for Woody Held. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond pinch hits for Carroll Hardy. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Pearsall moves to third. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.